Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I just praise the Lord that you made time in your schedule that we can share the goodness of the Lord, the power, the truth of His Word, and that we can fellowship together in the Spirit along eternal principles and values. Thank God for Jesus. What a joy, what a blessing, what a privilege it is to be called a child of God. And I'd like to share a message starting today, as long as the Lord would allow, on the power of God's Word. We are, if you're a Christian, we are where we are spiritually today. Wherever you are in various stages of growth in your Christian experience, you are because of the Word of God. And Jesus is spoken of as the Word. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the literal Word of God. The Word was made flesh. Isn't that what the Gospel of John declares? And so as we go in the Word of God, let's ask the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts. There are things that we can know with our natural mind. We've heard things. If you walk with the Lord any length of time, you may have heard Scripture over and over and over again. And yet it takes a work of the Holy Spirit to make that Word alive and operative in your life. That's where the power of God comes. That's where the anointing comes, when the Word becomes a living reality. And that's my prayer for you, radio audience. That's my prayer for UCM partners, for myself, for the body of Christ in these days, that we will walk with such assurance that God's Word is unfailing. It is inerrant. It is the very truth and the Word and will of God expressed and given to us by holy men of old who wrote it down centuries ago. And His truth doesn't change. Praise God, the wonderful thing about being a Christian. I know, speaking out of my own life, I thought truth was relative. I searched many different avenues, many different ways for significance and meaning while I was out in the world. But I remember one of my greatest joys when I became a Christian is I knew that I didn't have to search anymore. I had the truth. I had the reality. And that's what motivated me. I went down many different roads looking for truth, because that was my life commitment. As a 16-year-old girl, I wanted to know truth. And of course, I got pretty far afield. Yet the faithfulness of the Lord and the prayers of those who knew and loved me brought me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You for Your Word. And Father, as we go into the Scriptures, as we share this time together today and the succeeding broadcasts on this subject, we pray, Lord, that You will make Your Word so alive in our hearts, in our lives, in our experiences. Lord, we love You. We love the Word of God. But Father, there's greater dimensions that we need to come into. There's a greater knowledge and power and revelation of the Word of God. And so we claim that by faith. And Lord, we thank You through the working of the Holy Spirit, that there will be great and glorious days ahead in our personal lives. Father, we know You are coming for a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle, a glorious church, a church that knows her beloved, that walks in that same kind of anointing and authority, not individually, but as the body of Christ. We are Your body, Jesus, in this earth. So, Father, we thank You for Your goodness, and we thank You, Lord, for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to make the words that I would share, Father, so real in our lives, and all honor and all praise and all glory will go to the glorious Lamb of God, to He who sits upon the throne, seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Yeshua. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, Jesus and He alone is humanity's risen Redeemer. He is the only one who has ever been raised from the dead by the power of God outside of the intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ and those who are serving Him, not only in the apostolic era, but even in this day, there are people being raised from the dead through the faith and prayers of others. And so that same delegated authority that He gave to the early church has been passed down to believing believers, those who will believe what the Word says. And we, as we look at the life of Jesus, what He did, His substitutionary death, His sacrifice on Calvary met God's demand for justice and paid the penalty that we owed personally. He reconciled fallen humanity, where through faith, we then could experience the new birth. Because of Jesus, we can approach God. We can stand in His presence without condemnation. Every single human being is going to stand before the Lord of creation, and they will stand before Him as Lord of their life, or He will be their judge. Because they refused the offer of salvation, then they have determined by the choice of their will their eternal destiny. God was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all should receive this glorious salvation. Paul said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit," Romans 8:1. When we look at God's Word, and when we read it and when we apply it to our lives, that actually determines how we do that, determines the place that the Lord actually holds in our lives. Beloved, the Bible is just not a lot of words written down like an ordinary book. God's Word should be as real to you as if God stood before you and spoke to you with an audible voice. It should be accepted and believed as if He spoke them to you personally. And when you heard that word, rhema word, sometimes you can pick up a scripture and it's made alive to you. It's a rhema word that applies right then and there to your particular situation, where you might be in your life. An answer. It's the promise you can hang on to. It's the glorious reality of a spiritual truth that you can hold on to and not be shaken. Praise God. He has given us glorious promises in the Word of God. Some men who stand in the pulpit who don't understand, who are not even saved, unfortunately, that is the truth. There's been testimonies of those that have been gone through seminary and they're not even saved. Men can attempt to repudiate those glorious promises that we have, but those who dare to believe and hold on to the Word of God will find that He is not a man who should lie. When you read God's Word, there should be an attitude like you and God are standing together and He's speaking directly to you. I think I might have shared, once before in a broadcast, the personal power of God's Word in my life. When I turned away from my upbringing, I was raised in a nominal denominational church, but when I came out to California in the 60s to attend the University of California, Berkeley, I walked in the ways of the world for 10 years, and I wanted nothing to do with church. However, there was a circumstance that I happened to be with my brother. He was, you know, playing a piano. He was just practicing in the auditorium at a church that was open in Berkeley, and there was a promise box out in the lobby or vestibule, and I remember I picked up two of these little promises, and there's no logical explanation why I kept them for years, because I didn't believe in God. I had no intention of going to church, but there was something about the power of that word, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And for in the time of trouble, he will hide thee in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle will he hide thee. He will set thee up upon a rock. I was unsaved, an agnostic. I had no intention of serving God, but the power of God's word. I kept those little scriptures wherever I traveled. I, you know, moved every 6 months, it seemed. I would put them on my wall. And that was the power of God's word. It hadn't, as I said, it was only the power of the word that made me do that, because I had no intention of serving God. So, beloved, when you pray the word of God, when you speak the word of God in your witnessing, whether or not you see tangible results, know that seeds have been planted. And some of you, you've been trying to witness to loved ones or co-workers, and you've been a little discouraged because there just seemed to be a wall. They weren't interested. They didn't hear. Trust me, those were good seeds that were planted, and God will water. He will give the increase. We'd like to see results right away, but unfortunately, God does not allow us that privilege. But just know that what you have done in the name of the Lord, his word will not return void. That's the word of God. So you can be assured of that. Let me close with a scripture. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13 states, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. No, there's no creature hid from him. All things are open to him, and all things are exposed to his eyes. And of whom is he speaking? He's speaking about Jesus, the living word, the logos of God. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I look forward to sharing so much more on succeeding broadcasts. I hope you'll be able to be with me at this same time. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday. Or if you miss a broadcast, want to re-listen, you can go to the unveiledchrist.org website and listen anytime at your convenience when you click on the broadcast. I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.